Welcome back. The APSA Purchasing Managers Index has registered its second consecutive large fall in September, falling to its lowest level in 10 years. The drop was led by a sharp decline in new sales orders, purchasing inventories and business activity as local and global growth fears weakened demand. In the meantime, the remaining two subcomponents, employment and supplier deliveries, registered gains. Mialani Maluleke, who's an economist at APSA, joins us to make sense of the dot plot this data sets for the sector. Thanks so much, Mialani, for joining us this evening. So we had, as I say, manufacturing activity contract further into negative terrain for September. It sits now well below that 50 neutral mark. How worried are you?
I'm very concerned about what this tells us about growth in the third quarter, because I mean, we obviously had Q1, big negative shock in terms of electricity shortages, we had a big contraction. We had a very nice rebound in Q2, and obviously the big question since then has been, how sustainable is this going to be? And my concern is that when you look at the survey data that we've seen, the high-frequency data like the APSA PMI for September, you get a sense that some of the key sectors in the economy, like manufacturing, may not have been able to sustain any momentum beyond the second quarter. And I think this tells us a very worrying story about Q3 GDP growth.
It came in as quite a miss on expectations, Mialani. Speaking to where that bar of expectation has been set in the first place, does this boil down to a lack of understanding of how bad things really are?
Yeah, look, I think we'd kind of received an indication of how bad things may be, but perhaps we thought that the earlier data may have been a little bit of noise. And this earlier data set was the business confidence index data, which showed us that in the third quarter, manufacturing business confidence fell to just 16. And you know, that 16 means that 84% of the guys that were surveyed in the quarter were saying it's bad out there. But we thought that perhaps there was just a little bit of noise in that. And I think what we're seeing in the PMI data is basically a confirmation of what we've seen in the earlier data set, that things that really are challenging in the manufacturing sector.
In fact, impacting the pace of deterioration quite quickly as well, because as I highlighted, this was the second large fall in PMI, and it's brought the index more than 10 points below that high of 52.1 points, which was reached just in July.
Yeah, that's right. But, you know, remember, we'd kind of flagged that the July number may have been a bit of an aberration a little bit, because one thing that we did see at the time was players in the car manufacturing space kind of ramping up inventory levels a little bit, because at the time there was some concerns that the wage negotiations could result in strike action. So we cautioned that perhaps some of that wasn't going to be sustained. But the drop that we've seen right now, because I think at 41.7, this is the lowest we've seen in a decade, except a decade ago there was a global financial crisis. There isn't one right now, and I think for me it's a very clear indication that there's a lot of pressure out there. And that 52.1 we saw in July was just temporary.
How much of the pressure that's being exerted local and how much global, with pressure on South Africa's key European trading partners being highlighted in this report quite a bit?
Yeah, it's a good question. And I think it's something we've discussed previously, that the one big theme that tends to come through from the data is manufacturers saying domestic demand is really where the problem is. And if there's one area that's really continuing to support the sector, it's international demand. But what we've seen in the latest data set is manufacturers saying domestic demand is continuing to be very weak, but they are now also starting to see some evidence that the slowing global manufacturing activity is beginning to have some negative spillover effects into local manufacturing as well.
And certainly not bolstering any confidence levels is the fact that we've got Europe's economy just going from bad to worse. Today's print on the PMI front showing that it's hit its lowest level since October 2012 as well. So that not bolstering, as I say, any confidence levels. I want to take a look at where expected business conditions sit for 6 months out, because that's declined as well to 46.1 points. It's the fourth consecutive month that expectations of business conditions have fallen, and it shows that this outlook is not or not many seeing the light at the end of the tunnel here.
That's absolutely right, and that particular sub index, I think you may not remember, but when we spoke about this data set early in the year in January, that reading was at 6 to 7.
Absolutely. There was always a disconnect between what was released in terms of the overall number and where those expectations sat.
Exactly. So at the time, manufacturers were saying, you know, post-election South Africa is going to be a totally different story. But those expectations, unfortunately, haven't been realized. And I think what you're now seeing in this particular sub-index is manufacturers saying the fundamental conditions are still exactly as they were, you know, for a very long time. And I think in that sort of environment, it now becomes difficult to know what to be hopeful about because they're not seeing the kind of change that they'd expected. Mm.
And even where you think that, you know, a bit of a spark would be ignited from the fact that the employment subcomponent rose slightly, it sits at 39.6 points. So there's also, you know, a kind of a base effect to consider here that it's already sitting in the doldrums.
That's a really good point because I think in the second quarter, the manufacturing sector was actually one of the sectors that reported job losses. I think about 14,000. 39, the message is very clear that the pressure on jobs in the sector is still very much downwards. I think we'll need to see that number turning quite meaningfully about 50 before we can start to say that employment in the sector is stabilized. But at 39, we're nowhere near that.
And of course, doing these manufacturers no favor is the fact that we've seen the purchasing price index increase by 3.1 points as well. And with that increasing at a faster rate than before, within an economy that cannot absorb, you know, any price pressures moving forward, it puts these manufacturers in a very precarious position moving forward as far as profitability is concerned.
That's right. And I think what this means is that it's likely that we'll continue to see more margin compression for players in the sector, because although you're seeing these cost increases and you can't really control them because it's a weaker exchange rate, it's high oil prices, you know, it's electricity tariff increases going in double digit, you can't exactly control that. But at the same time, it's difficult to pass on price increases to the South African consumer, who is very weak. You do that, you lose market share. So I think it's quite likely that manufacturers will probably continue to take, you know, some margin compression because it's a really tough environment right now.
Very quickly, Mialani, we saw Governor Khanyako saying that rate cuts, any further rate cuts for this year is looking unlikely. Do you think this calls for any reassessment on that front?
Look, our view is that the risk is certainly that we could see some additional monetary policy easing. But the big challenge for the MPC is that you've got big fiscal risks here in South Africa. And I think that's the big concern that they're worried about. If we get to the MTBPS, and I think it certainly delivers a strong message in terms of fiscal consolidation, we do think that some room may open up for monetary policy easing. But if we don't see that, we think it's quite likely that rates will just remain where they are.
Let's leave it there. Mialani, always a pleasure. Thanks so much for having joined us in studio this evening. Of course, Mialani Maluleke is an economist at APSA.